meaning that a person really chametz doesn't belong to him, but the Torah puts it in your rishus. If you declare that you don't want it, then Hashem won't put it back into your rishus. So that's why it's good enough to think about it. It's good enough even if nobody else is zeichen it, because really, in actual fact, it happens to be it's not yours. And by me saying I don't want it, that's good enough. So,
Rabbi, why is it that the chametz isn't ours?
Why is the chametz not ours? Because it's osmar no. Anything which is osmar no is not ours. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, weird question. If I own a company and I sell dog food, that's trade. Does that mean it's not mine because it's osmar no?
Dog food's not osmar no.
But it's trade.
So you're saying not from trade. You're allowed to have a no from Treif. You're allowed to benefit from Treif. If you wanted to make yourself a heat up your oven using that, you'd be able to. So it's yours. You can't eat it. It's not Treif. It's not Osma, no.
If you own a dog and it's your dog and you feed your dog, then that's your, then you're getting a no.
Yeah, and you're allowed to have a no. Ron was asking, since it's Treif, therefore, it's not considered yours. I'm saying you're allowed to have an off from it. There's no is and having an off. But something
take an example of something that is also an off. Then he asked the question with that.
Right. Bosa b'cholov.
Yeah.
Bosa b'cholov is also an off. Yeah, it's not yours. Anything which you got no use for, no hanah, so it's not really yours. What's yours? What's considered yours? It means I've got monetary rights over it. I'm the bailim over it. But I'm not because it's got no hana. It's also for me to have any benefit from it, so it's not really mine at all. So Mamela, I'm just going to close the door, 1 second. So it's not really mine. So Mamela, I shouldn't be over chametz. Comes along the Torah and says, no, lo yirai lecha. We're going to consider as if it's yours. That's only as long as you've shown that you've got some interest in this chametz. But if I myself have shown no interest in the chametz v'chalal, I've shown that it's worthless to me, then the Torah will not put it back in my rishus, and I won't be over it. So that's one way in Mekayim Mitzvot Tashbisu, through bitter. But then the Ran says, if so, maybe that's the only way. Maybe the only way to Mekayim Mitzvot Tashbisu is with bitter. How do we know there's an element of bdika and biur min haTorah? Of course, Midrash Rabbanan there is. But how do you know min haTorah there's an element of bdika and biur? How do we know that? How do you know when I told this element of Dika and Biur? Says the Ran, I've got a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says, where's the Makar? You have to do Bdika's Chametz le'or haneh. How do I know you have to do Bdika's Chametz le'or haneh? And we bring Psukim for it. This Tanoi we discuss, how do you know Biur Chametz has to be with Srifa? And they bring Psukim for it. They learn it from Noisa. So you see that it's a Din Torah. You see, it's a din Torah, you have to burn chometz. Din Torah, you have to burn chometz for what? For tashpisu. Tashpisu is bitter. So why do you have to burn the chometz? Ah, says the Ram, it's mochach. There's two ways to be mekayem mitzvah tashpisu. One way to be mekayem mitzvah tashpisu is with bitter. And another way to be mekayem mitzvah tashpisu is with bio. But both of them are two valid ways of being mekayem mitzvah tashpisu. That's where we got up to yesterday.
Is he leaving it? It's either or. No preference.
According to the Torah, you could do either. According to the Torah, you could do either. You can either do bittel, or you can do bedika and biur.
With no preference.
I don't know that the pasuk is...
With no preference.
No preference. Mm-hmm.
How do we know that the pasukim that are referencing the or haner aren't just an esmachta, aren't just like a hint?
Right. The Ran asks that. The Ran says maybe it's an esmachta, and the Ran says I've got another raya. Even though that one maybe is an esmachta, I have another raya because the Gemara discusses about whether you're allowed to do biur chometz on Shabbos, and the Gemara says, well, we'll get there. Daf hey. And the Gemara learns that we'll see that in Yetz Hashem, where they can do Biur Chometz on Shabbos, and it's the Gemara said, but that entails burning. burning chametz. So why? If just means being mevatel belev, so why does that entail any burning? So you see, and that's learned out from the psukim. It's learned out from psukim that. So you see that there, the Torah is makbid how to burn the chametz. How to burn the chametz. If the Torah is makbid how to burn the chametz, vice versa, there's a method of burning chametz to be mekayem mitzvas tashbisu. So we see there's two ways to do the biur chametz, either by bittel or by biur. That's a gemara daf hey, and yet we'll get there very soon. Reb Yehuda learns out biur chametz ein biur chametz el seif. He learns it from Noisa, and the gemara in daf hey learns it mamish from Sukkim, and it's klar, it's min haTorah. So Mamela, there's raya's that burning the chametz is min haTorah. Why do they have to burn chametz? Only because it says Tashbisu soimi bateichem. But if Tashbisu is bitter, so why do I need to burn chametz? And am I, you see that there's two ways of getting rid of chametz. One is by bitter and one is by biur. Okay, so the question that begs to be asked is if there's two ways of doing it. And like Bernard said, neither of them have any preference. If there's mamish two ways and neither of them have any preference, so why is it that we know that at least in the Mishnah it's Mavur, and why should people trouble themselves b'chal? Why should we do b'dika b'chal? Why should we do b'dika b'chal? It's only extra headache. Just do bittel. Bittel's as good as biur, so might as well just do bittel. That's the question which the Ran is now going to discuss. And make life a lot easier for us. Just be mevatel al chametz, says the Ran. We're up to Elo. The last word on the line is Elo. I don't know if everyone got different sorts of daf. But in that, let's start from the beginning of the, no. Elo. In that paragraph, beginning Elo, someone says about, in mine it's four lines, and probably in the ones that are broken up in two halves, it's eight lines. Elo mimnei bittel zeh tolu b'machshavtem. Can you see parentheses or brackets in the middle of that run? There's brackets. L'fichach kosav Rashi shebitken zechometz. Do you have that?
Yes.
So no. Just after that, it says elo mimnei shebittel zeh tolu b'machshavtem shebnei odom.
Wait, hang on for a second. Can you repeat that, please, Ram?
Just after the brackets. Okay, if you got the brackets, we'll start from straight.
I have brackets, but they're way lower in the paragraph.
No, shouldn't be. What's the bracket? What brackets do you have?
It says lefichach.
Yeah, bidyuk. That bracket. There, you got that. So at the end of that bracket, v'hainu lemi she'ena mevatel.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yep.
Everyone got it?
No, I don't have any brackets at all in mine. Oh, lefichach, sorry. Behind, yeah. Beg your pardon. Got it.
Right, okay. We have got everyone?
Yes.
So, behind, me, she'ein oy mevatel. That means that you have to do biur chametz as if for somebody who doesn't do bittel. Aval me, she mevatel, for somebody who does bittel, sagi v'ochi, that's good enough. You don't. That's good enough. Misha Matal Sagibok, what's the place? Oh, hello. Mimneshe, Bittel Ze Tolu Bimashavton Shemene Odom. Says the Ran, you know why you should do Bittel? Because Bittel is Tolu Bimashavton Shemene Odom. Bittel is Tolu on the Mashava of people. The Ain the same Shavois. And not everyone's day are. Is equal. That means when a person thinks something, he doesn't really mean it. Perhaps they'll be lenient, and they won't be moitzi. It means they won't consider it nothing. They won't extract it from their hearts. They won't say, "Oh, wow, I've got no interest in it." Bittel. The Chachamim were machmeh and ruled that bittel's not enough. And they require you to do both bedika and burning the chametz. Because that's also good minatoya. So Chazal came along and said, we have a choice which two to do. Should we do bittel? Should we do bedika? I'm saying, go and do bedika, because we're worried if we rely on bittel, a person won't really mean it. He won't really mean it. Since a person won't really mean it, we can't rely on bittel. A person won't really think that he's not got any shaychus with this. He's got this expensive bottle of whiskey. He's really, truly going to think to himself, this whiskey is not worth anything. We're worried that a person won't. And therefore, Chazal said, you know what, burn the chametz. And burning the chametz definitely works for Natoya. Therefore, we prefer you to do that.
Just out of curiosity, if we're talking about chametz she'enu yadua, chametz that he doesn't know of or realize it's there, how can he possibly be mevatalit in his lave? Like, is there even a havamina that you could really in your mind cancel something that you don't even consider, that you don't even know of?
Yeah, why not? I realize how important Issa Chometz is. And if I'm declaring that any Chometz I have in my house is bottle, even Chometz I don't know about is bottle, any Chometz should be bottle. It's possible. Why not? To do a mechir on chometz you don't know about, that's a bit tricky, because I don't even know about it. But to declare to myself that any chometz I have in my house, I've got no interest in, I could hear that, a person could do that. But says the Rana, I'm worried that even a chometz you do know about, what about the bottle of whiskey you do know about? You're going to be mevatel that. But met in your heart, you're going to extract it, so some people will, but not everyone. Therefore, Chazal said, go ahead and do a biur. That's the first reason why Chazal Machayev asked to Bedikas Chometz. So this is a chiddush in the Ran saying that there's a chiyuv to do Bedika. Even though Min HaTorah you could do Bittul, there's a chiyuv to Rabbanon to choose the track that works for HaTorah. There's a chiyuv to Rabbanon to choose the track of Bedikas Chometz, of Biur Chometz. That's the first reason. Second reason, Oimimnei Shechoshashu, they were concerned, Shem Yishenu B'Slich B'Yisoy, if you leave it in your house, Yovei La'ochlo, you'll come to eat it. That's the svar that Tosfos brought down. Tosfos said, the reason why you have to do a bedika is because you might come to eat it. So Mela, Chazal said, make sure you do bedika and biur so you shouldn't come to eat it. Mashma says the Ran. So one second, before we move on to Mashma, he's given two reasons. The Ran's given us two reasons why you have to do Bedika. Number one is maybe you don't really mean what you say. You know, some people, I don't know if you've noticed this sometimes, but after the husband has said Kol Chamira, you'll find someone who says Amen. Kol Chamira Chamira, Dika B'Shusi, they have a bottle, somebody will say Amen. It means saying Amen. It's not filler. It's a declaration. It's worth nothing. It's what you're saying Amen for. The answer is because they don't really think what they're saying. They don't really think, I've just declared everything to be. I think they're saying some type of, some text, some liturgy text, like you say Moedani in the morning, you have to say Kol Chamira, which is wrong. That's the problem here. That people might be saying something, but they don't mean it. And therefore, we don't want you to do Bittul, we want you to do Biur. Second reason is more of a technical reason. Second reason is we're concerned that if you go and keep the chometz in your house, even if you really mavatal it, and it's really like Avodah Zarah, oh, it's still chometz, if somebody eats it, you're obviously a kohen, and therefore there's a concern that a person might come to eat it. That reason was given by Tosfos.
Kvod Rav?
Yes, yes.
And the example that the Rav gave with regards to saying Amen, isn't Amen a way of acknowledging and being Mekayim, being accepting the same thing the person just said?
It is. I'm just saying, why does a person say Amen? If the person's saying Amen because Bemet, he wanted to strengthen the bittul that you said. Okay, but I'm saying it's a siman. I wasn't saying it.
He's saying on himself, or somebody else is saying. I mean,
somebody else was saying it. I say kol chamira, and then somebody in the household will say amen. And why are they saying amen? Because they want to strengthen what I said. Or they're saying amen because they think it's a bracha. They think, you know, they learned in school that it's the Yitzhahara, and we're davening that the Yitzhahara should become bottle, and therefore it's a tefillah that you say in order to get rid of the Yitzhahara. That's what they've learned in school, which is obviously a nice idea, but you're forgetting the ikkar. The ikkar is that it's a declaration to be mevatel the chametz. So it says around, there's a problem, a person will be makel, and he won't be able, and he'll be over by the right. So therefore, burn it. So Kibbeig asks a question here. Kibbeig asks a question. There's a rule, dvarim shemelev einon dvarim. Something in your heart isn't counted. For instance, if I sell you something, and in my heart I'm thinking that I don't really mean to sell it, or I want it back in 2 days' time, I told you I've sold you whatever, my car. In my heart, I'm thinking I want it back in 2 days' time. Is that a valid sale? Is a valid sale? So the halacha is, it's a valid sale. Why? I thought I want it back in 2 days' time. The answer is, dvarim shebelev einon dvarim. Things that you think about in your heart are not counted. So frigda b'kiveiga, what's the run concerned about? That person might not really mean it. Why don't you just say the nusach? Kol chamir v'chamir. You say the nusach. And if you say the nusach, then it'll work. Because anything you thought in your heart maybe didn't really mean it. But you said it. And dvarim shebelev einon dvarim. The fact that you thought otherwise is not counted. That's a kasha b'kiveiga on the run. If you're telling me the reason why we don't rely on bittul is because he won't really mean it, who cares? As long as he said it, dvarim shebelev einon dvarim. What do you say about that kasha? A good kasha?
It works and it works regardless what your actual kavana is.
There's a rule. That's like, let's say I'll be mafkis something. Mafkis something. I say, this thing is hefka. But in my heart, I don't really mean it. In my heart, I don't really mean that's hefka. In my heart, I mean that, whatever. It's mine still. Of course, it's not. That's not counted. It's a good hefka. Because dvarim shebelev einon dvarim. Nechaya kasha. Hakiv and da'oma befiv dimavat loy. After Billy Boy Aino Kane, even if in his heart he doesn't mean it, have a dvarim shebelev.
It's a little different when you're going against something. Like if you're trying to do one thing and then you're thinking in your mind, I don't really want to do this or I'm not really doing it, then it doesn't matter, but it's more like trying to counter a negative against a positive. But in the case with the run, it's more of a, you're always on the positive side. It's just how much are you really getting it done?
Why? The Ran's saying we're concerned that when a person says, I'm a Vatali, he doesn't really mean it. So the Ran's saying, right? When a person saying, Mavatali, he doesn't really mean it. So the question is, what do you mean by that? Even if you don't mean it, but you said it. So it seems somebody being mafkin, he doesn't really mean it. So what? If you said it, you said it.
He doesn't really mean it, or he's just not really putting the proper amount of thought and intent into it?
If you don't put the thought and intent into it, then it means you don't really mean it. If somebody's saying it, kol chamir, and he doesn't really mean to be moitzi milev shaloi, he doesn't really mean to take it out of his heart. So he's not doing anything. So if he's not doing anything, so that's what the Ran was concerned about, right? So therefore, it's not a good bittul because he didn't really mean it. So what? Even if he didn't mean it, it's still dvarim shebelev. It's a kol shekein, if anything. If already when I say something, I'm being mafke, and I mean otherwise, we say is a good hefka. So too, if I'm declaring it's bottle, and I don't mean it 100%, certainly what I say should be good. Yeah, right.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I was off on that.
No, but I just see it as being very, very dangerous, because then the person would be over chorus. If he didn't really mean it, and then he accidentally goes and eats it, or somebody else eats it, it's a very, very dangerous situation. Same thing if someone makes something hefker, but didn't take, but it's tevel. You know, it's not really tevel. Something could really be tevel, and it's a dangerous situation.
Sure, I want to correct something you're saying. Even if you mavatel something, believe sholim, it's still chomitz. And if somebody eats it, you're over course.
Even if
I am mavatel it with 100%, that concern about eating would still exist, and it would still be called chomitz. And if you eat it, you're over course. It's only we're saying.
I thought mavatol makes it like it doesn't have any value, and it's like it ceases to become chametz. It's a transformation.
No. It's not. It's still chametz. But for me, it's not considered my chametz. The Torah took it out of my rishus, and as far as I'm concerned, it's not my chametz. But it's definitely chametz. It doesn't do any chemical reaction to change it from being. Chometz still has risen dough on it, and about its chometz, somebody eats it, it's a koris. That's the second reason given by the Ran. The Ran said, you know why you have to do bedika? Because we're concerned, you might eat it. Tosfos also said that. Now, Ran, the concern about eating exists. It's still chometz, it's chometz 100%. Just, as the Ran in the first pshat, bittul is no good because maybe you don't mean it. So we're asking, so what if you don't mean it? It's dvan shebelev. As long as you said it, dvarim shebelevin and dvarim. Even if you don't mean it, it's still going to be a good. You said it. If you said it, it works.
For a kinyan, you have to have das.
No, not true.
For kinyanim?
If somebody sells a car, and his das is he doesn't mean to sell it, but he's saying I'm selling it. What he says counts. And dvarim shebelev ain't on dvarim. Even if he's saying and his thinkings are opposite, but what he says, his dibu is mevatel his machshava.
That's a relation, I think, with respect to the buyer, because the buyer doesn't know what he's really thinking inside. So, what's being communicated from the buyer's perspective, it's a good sale. It's a good valid sale, and I don't care what you think in your heart, because that's what you communicate to me. However, when you're dealing with this, it's just between you and Hashem. You know, whether or not the whole thing ended up being a farce. If you don't mean it in your heart, what about the whole tikkana that you can't use chametz that was in your possession afterwards, or not the kanas? And what happens with that? If you don't mean it, like what about the sale? Like you do the mehira, but you don't really mean it. If someone were to come and steal your, you know, and take right, the buyer were to come and take your chametz.
What happens if somebody sells chametz? Somebody sells chametz but doesn't really mean it. Is it a good sale?
Well, actually, according to with your discussion with Yossi, I guess it would still be a good sale.
Right. Perfect sale. Somebody sells chametz and doesn't really mean it. It's a perfect sale. Why? Because it's a proper shtar and you signed it and everything. So you don't mean it, doesn't make any difference. That's with all chesh mishpat. Anytime you do something, you sell something, or you declare something hefker and you don't really mean it, we say your dibur is mevatel machshava. Who cares what you think? Dvarim shebelev einan dvarim. What counts is what you speak. Yeshua started in the right kivun, but then he went off. Yeshua started in the right kivun. And Bernard, what do you say?
Nidarim also require the machshava.
What needs machshava?
Nidarim.
Nidarim, okay. What's Nidarim going to do with this?
I'm saying an example of where you need to have machshava fits in with the actions or what. Lev does matter in certain instances.
By Nidarim, it's true, an injury tos, or if you made the neder because of a mistake, it's not counted. Yeah, but. I don't know if that's to do with what we're declaring. Here we're declaring something.
That goes with the dibber. If you don't have the machshava, even though you said something, it's not going to work. It's not going to be an idol.
There's a possible there, that's why. It says, kiyafli, a person has to mamish have a flaw, has to have clarity in his mind when he says it. So again, it's a possible.
You have to be mevatel chometz belay, but dibber, you can do it belay.
You can do it belev. You can do it belev. Yeah, you have a belev. But if you don't, if you do it bepeh, who cares what you think?
Yeah.
So what's the run concern? You know, we're going to chayv everyone to do bedika. Why be chayv everyone to do bedika? Teach them to say kol chamira the chamira the ikav shusi, or you should say in a language you understand. All the leaven or chametz I have in my house is afra the arrow. Okay. Can't you believe?
Yeah. All right, back to my thought again. I'll go back on the right track. I got off on the wrong track. And what I'm thinking is this: that when what's in your lab, the other person doesn't know. So what you communicate when you're doing a sale with somebody, you're communicating to somebody else, and they don't know what's in your lab. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in your lab. And so if Hashem would know whether or not you really mean it or don't really mean it. And so that perhaps would trump or negate whatever you're saying, because Hashem knows both the inside and outside.
Tov, says Reb Kiva Eiger, you're definitely very close. Says Reb Kiva Eiger, Mitzorech Loima, I'll read out, he explains like this. Bitul Chometz is not really Hefka. Bitul Chometz, like we explained in the run earlier, Bitul Chometz is a declaration to show them uninterested in the Chometz coming back. So the whole thing here is what my lev is. Bitul chametz, the side of bitul chametz is my lev. It is not performing a halois, doing a business transaction. By business transaction, the transaction is the ikah. When I make something hefka, the transaction is the ikah. Here, by bitul chametz, that's not the transaction. There is no transaction. What is bitul chametz? Bitul chametz is a gilui das, a showing that I don't want the chametz back in my property. I don't want it back. So there, gilui das is so critical. Your das is critical. The speech is just a gilui, what your heart is saying. But the ikir is your heart. So Mamela says, by bitul chametz, if you don't mean what you're saying, then it's no good. Because the thought is the ikir. So I'll read it out to you. Kimen shebe'emes loshen bitul lo yave hefka mamish. Really, bitul is not really hefka. Ragiloi das, it's only a revelation of mashe beliboy, what that wine is heart. She'enu choshvoy, his heart doesn't consider this chometz as anything choshuv, and that it's considered like afro. So since the ikazach is his heart, and the dibble just a gilui milsa. It's just a gilui. What's really in his heart? What's really he thinking about? If so, if he doesn't really think it, then his bittle's gone. His bittle's bottle. He says that's what it means. That the bittle is tolu b'machshavtom. If we go back to the lashon of the run, v'mnei bittle zeh tolu b'machshavtom shel bnei adam. That's why it means machshavton shel bnei adam. Ikar bittul is the machshava of the person. That's the bittul. So Mamela says the Reb Kiva Eiger, it doesn't help me what you're saying. You can say what you like, but if deep down you don't mean it, so then you haven't done bittul, because bittul is masha belief. So if I'm doing some type,
and the Ran disagrees with that?
No. He's explaining the Ran. The Ran was saying.
Oh, okay.
The Ran was
right.
Saying,
yeah,
sorry, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking. That he's explaining. They're on the same page, so.
Yeah,
okay.
He was asking first on the Ran that what's the difference if you don't mean it, you said it. So he says, Reb Kiva Eiger, I'll explain to you pshat in the Ran that no, bittul is not a normal transaction. It's not a business transaction. If it's a business transaction, the ik is the transaction. So we don't care what you think. But by bittul, the ik is the thinking that you consider this chometz to be worthless. So that dibble's not going to help me. I could be saying all I like. If I don't really mean it, and I still treat that chometz as a choshev, a piece of chometz, then it's still choshev. And therefore, says the Ran, we can't rely on bittul. Even though Menat Torah bittul works, we've got such a concern that person doesn't really mean it. And therefore, along came Chazal and said, choose the track that's deraisa, the of bedika. Choose the track that's bedika. And that works, Menat Torah. Don't go the track of bittul because we're worried, we're concerned. we're concerned you don't really mean it. That was the first malach of the Ran. Second malach of the Ran, don't choose the track of Itzel, because there's still a concern a person might come to eat it. And if a person eats it, there'll be nesakaris. So don't choose such a track. Umashma, says the Ran. Umashma, everyone have the place? Umashma? Someone doesn't, they should shout. I think that's the best. Umashma, tetana masnise, de masnisein, loy, boy, bitol klal. Elabedika. It's mashma that the Tana of our Mishnah doesn't need bitol at all. Just bedika. According to the Tana, according to the Tanoim, you just do bedika. And that's good enough. The fee, shemekivan, shebodak, once he checked it, Yotza Yidechavasa is bin Yotza his choyva. And the Ran's got a very, very, very strong problem now. What happens if somebody did Bedika and he missed something? He missed something. He did Bedika's Chometz and on Pesach he found Chometz. Were you over Bali Roye or Bali Motzi? You did Bedika, but you missed it. Somebody, one of the kids had put a packet of pretzels behind your svarim. And you checked the places and you happened to miss that one. You missed behind the svarim. Have you been over Baliroya or not? Have you been over Baliroya?
I would think it would depend. It depends if it's normal to have chametz there, then he would be. If he did his job and... humans make errors sometimes, and it's not a place that he would have thought would have been, but maybe a kid or somebody else might have put it there, then he wouldn't be as of, retroactively not, but from that point on, if he doesn't do anything about it, then he would be.
There's no difference between Shoigeg and Mazid, but you're still over.
No, I don't think so.
I'm sure is raising a question here, which John Yaakov's having a good go at him back, but we'll see. If Shua is raising, is it possible that somebody did Bedikas Chometz and yet found Chometz? How's that possible? If you did a good job, how's that possible? You must have done it. You obviously didn't do a good job. That's Reb Shua's question. So Reb Shua wants to say, therefore, it's put in a place where Chometz shouldn't really be. So Reb Shua, you're obviously on a high level, but I don't think that's so true. A person could search. And something missed it. You missed it. You missed that point. I'll tell you a case that happened. I did Bedikas Chometz in my house a couple of years ago. And I saw some knapsacks, rucksacks. I don't know how you call it in American.
Backpacks.
And I was sure that they had been washed already. If I'm sure they'd been washed, then there's no chiyuv of the Chometz that had become bottled. Mamish, an hour after Srifas Chometz, it was before this man of Srifas Man Biyov, I had already done Srifas Chometz, I noticed some crumbs next to that backpack. I thought, that's strange, I didn't see the crumbs there last night. And I opened it up, and it was full of pretzels. From some teal, the previous kid had gone, pretzels in it. Top, we got rid of it before Biyov Chometz. But that's a case. When a person did a proper bedika, according to what he thought was good bedika, but he made a mistake. There was beer, there was chametz inside it. Were you over Bali Roy in such a case? So Yaakov saying, maybe b'shoigi you're over Bali Roy. Or maybe b'onus, be over Bali Roy. If you're over Bali Roy, so why is bedika good enough? You should do bittul in order not to be over Bali Roy. It could be, a person has to realize he's not a malach. It could be he's missed it. So what's the din, Bemet? What's the din? If somebody did Bedika and didn't do Bittul, you're okay? You're not over Bali Roy? And then they find Chometz. Were you over Bali Roy, my friend?
You are over. The same as any, whether you'll be punished or not, you've done everything. It's like everything else. If you on all Isurim, if you've done your best with any Isur, and it turns out afterwards that there was some mistake in kashrus, in shatness, in any of these isurim, you're over the isur. What can you do? But maybe you're not punished.
to do bittul, because maybe to prevent.
So that's why Chazal came and said do bittul as well.
It's not why Chazal came along to do bittul. The Gemara and Avov says a different reason why Chazal said we should do bittul. If you're right, if somebody did the bidik and didn't do a good, there's a concern that maybe didn't do a good job. So it should be a chiyuv to do a bittul in order to make sure you're not eva. So since around a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, there's somebody who does a bdikas chomet, and you find chomet afterwards, you were not over body right, my friend. You weren't over body right. Says the Ran, let's see inside. Ubahochi sagi. The fish and mechiva kivin shabodai yotzadeche vase. Veim, here we are. Veim, shema yim tzachakach. Gluska yefefia. And if afterwards you'll find a nice Danish, yivaren on the altar. You'll burn it then. When you find it, you'll burn it. Shema toima, perhaps you'll say, lemafreya ovale. That was over, but you're lemafreya. Now that I found my Danish, it turns out I didn't do a good job. If I didn't do a good job, I was over lemafreya, but you're says there are no lesser. The Torah relied on Chazaka. There's something called this house is Cheskes Boduk. I checked it. And the Torah relies on that. You don't have to worry that maybe something wasn't done so well. The Torah relied on Chazakas. This Loshon is a difficult Loshon, which a lot of the Achrenim are bothered about. Chazaka means that if the situation was X, then we take on that situation stayed for the foreseeable future afterwards. That's Chazaka, for instance. Add the Chazaka was done to our last week's parasha. How do the Kohen, how's he metame a house? If it's got tsaras, how's he metame a house? The Kohen goes into the house, he sees the nega, he's got to go out of the house and declare the house is tummy. So the question is, how can he declare the house is tummy? Maybe by the time he's left the house, the tumah left already. The neger clove finished. So how can you declare the house is tummy? How do you know that the neger is still there? So the Gemara says, you learn out, that's from there you learn out. Chazakus, the Torah tells us, as much as I saw the neger there a minute ago, we can take on the neger carried on afterwards. So too, if I knew the house was cleaned from chometz, I can take on that the house stayed being clean afterwards. But here the concern is that you never checked in the first place properly. There's something you missed. So what's your chazaka? I did B'dikas Chomet and I missed that Danish. So what's my chazaka here? Chazaka that what? The house was cleaned? No, the concern is that you didn't do a good job. So the Loshon is, Simchina Chazaka is a trouble Loshon, is a difficult expression. The Achrenim understand it means the same that Lo Nitna Torah L'Malachi Asharis, the Torah told you, I rely on what you do. A person can't be a malach. Do the best job that you can, and that's already good enough.
So chazaka, why can't we just say there's a chazaka that people don't take their sandwiches into the bathroom? You might have found it afterwards, but there's a chazaka that people don't take sandwiches in the bathroom.
Yeah, but where did he find this chomet? If
he found it on the top beam. He found it on the beam by the roof. Isn't that what we discussed before?
Yeah, if he found chomet in a place where he wasn't meant to check, then there was never a chiv in the first place to check there.
There was a chiv to get rid of the chomet. He didn't do that because it's a chazaka.
There's only a chiv to get rid of chomet from a chomet, a place where a person normally brings in chomet. You're asking a good hour. Maybe we're talking about a case where he found chomet in a place where he shouldn't have been there. They shouldn't have been there. And then you're saying the chazaka is, this room didn't have chomets, and I didn't have to expect that chomets came there. It's a nice pshat. Samchina chazaka is meaning that I could rely that this room didn't have chomets in. Why? Because this room is not meant to have had chomets in. Well, very good. Nice pshat.
It could be that if you know that your house is infested with mice, and mice are known to carry around chomets from area to area, then there would be no chazaka would be that chametz could be anywhere.
No,
so that would be on top of the beam or in the bathroom or anywhere else where chametz, where a person wouldn't bring it.
Right. I'm saying Rabbi Yossi is really answering what Rabbi Shua said earlier. How can it be a person that digs chametz and yet you find chametz afterwards? I thought you obviously didn't do a good job. Says the Raon that, yeah, but it could be you find chametz in a place where there shouldn't be chametz. On that, we'll say we're relying on chazokis, meaning as much there wasn't meant to be chametz there beforehand, there's still no chametz now as well. Interesting. Yeah, it could be. Could be a nice chat. So he says, Shaisom chotor al chazokis, v'chol shabodak, oison mekoimis. If you check those places, shirogil yimotze ben chametz, that is normal to find chametz there, yotzoi dechivosoi, yuvyotze yo, choyva ve'ein lo ilochosh, and you don't have to be concerned the kikar bishmeikura, that maybe there's a loaf high up on that beam. Rafichach, Tana de Masisin, lo yizke bittel, achabdika klal. Our Mishnah never mentioned bittel, because menatoya you can do bdika and it's good enough. Elo, shabar av yude, amarav av yudan davav, vechidesh va'oma. He was Machadish and he said, the Baidik tzach shivatel, the Baidik does need to check. And the Gemara says why it is. We're going to learn that why it is afterwards. But I'll read it out in the run. Maskin of a Gemara, Ta'inu Taimer, why do you have to do it? Shema Yimse Gluski Fefio. Perhaps you'll find it Danish. On Pesach, Vedaita Ilave, and you'll be happy about it. O Pirish Rashi, the Shema Mitoich. Since he's happy with it, Yisha Oisa, he will delay Milavara from getting rid of it. Vinimta Oiva, and he'll be over by the way. When? Says the Ran Kiloima, Mishas Mitsiosa Veilach. From whenever you find it and you decide you don't want to ban it, from then you'll be over by the way. Ava Mekamachi, Loi. But earlier not, Shekva Yotza, Yidi Chivosai. You did your job, did a good dika, and you yitzah. Tom, that's the chiddush of the Ran so far. The chiddush of the Ran, two types of ways of being over, of not being over tashpiso, two ways of being mekayim tashpiso, bittel or bdika bio. Chazal wants us to do bdika bio. Why? Because of two concerns. And bemet, if you did that, that would be good enough. And that's our Mishnah. What's the Mishnah mean? Is the Mishnah telling me what I can do or what I should do? How are you learning this? How are you learning the Mishnah?
What you should do.
What you should do. Why should you do it? You could do bittel.
Yeah. And only some.
There's the the Mishnah reasons. There was a takana derabanan to do the deraisa of bio. And that's good enough. There's no bittel at all. No bittel mentioned in the Mishnah Bechlal. Just bittel and bio. That's all there is. No din Bechlal of bittel. Just bedike. Why bedike? Because we're worried of those two concerns. But if you did that, you're yoytzeh the deraisa. That's why Rashi said, because the you do
get. Whoever's not talking, complete mute.
The bedika you do, that will get you out of Bali or Bali Motse. So, Oila Abba also, you've got a choice of two things to do. Bittel and Bio says the Mishnah, Boit Kinis Achomets, do bedika.
Why does Ron say that it's a choice? Because Bali or Bali Motse is a negative, it's a love, right? So why does he frame it as either or, that they're mutually exclusive, that you're yotze, that bal yotze, either with one way or with the other way? It could be with both.
That means bal yirah bal yotze, there's a mitzvah tashbisu. Mitzvah is, yeah, make sure you're not over bal yirah bal yotze. Now,
it's
how are
negative. You going to be?
Huh?
It's a negative, it's not a positive.
Bal yirah is a negative. Bal yirah is a negative. Tashbisu is a positive. A mitzvah tashbisu, a mitzvah to get rid of the chametz. That's a positive. But I don't really know what the difference is anyway.
Doesn't come out that the Rambam brings out proof that they're both derises, but Chazal tell us that it's preferable and you ought to or you should do the the bedika. That's what's going on.
Right. That means according to the Ram, when the Mishnah said Ola Ba'asa Beit Kines Hachametz, why is it telling you to do bedika? It's telling you which track to choose. Do bedika.
Why do you have to choose?
Says the Ram, because if you would do bittel, then you would get concerned. You don't really mean it. If you do bittel, we got
to do both. Why
do both? Just do one. Bedika is good enough.
No, but we have, obviously we have concerns for both. So do each one has its issues. So do both. Why does he say choose?
The Tana of the Mishnah had no concern of bittel. That was a chiddush that the Amoraim said afterwards. The Tana of the Mishnah held that if you do bedika, it's good. Minatar, it's good. So do it. The Gemara and Davav, Rabbi Yehuda Amarav.
But it seems like the Myla. Oh, I keep talking at the same time, sorry. Does Rob want to go?
Go on.
Okay. It seems like the Myla of doing the Bittel is that if you can't get back to it in time, you know, if you remember you didn't do it and then you could Bittel it because you can't He gives the example of the Korban Pesach, or he's in the Beis Medrash. But really, you can do both. But he's saying the preference is to do Bittel, is to do the Bedika. Bittel, it's easier to do the Bittel. I mean, you don't have to trouble yourself 3 hours cleaning and looking.
Right. So Bedika, and Bittel's definitely the easiest way, but it's got problems. So do Bedika. Do bedika, and that's what the Mishnah means. Ola ba'asa beit kines hachametz, that just do bedika. Didn't talk about bittel bechlal. Along came Rav Yehuda Amarav and says, no, I want you to do bittel. And the vav omed beis is mechadish, that even if you did bedika, I want you to do bittel. That's a chiddush of an amoya. But the Tana of the Mishnah doesn't hold that. The Tana of the Mishnah holds that just do bedika. That's all you have to do. Just do bedika. I want to get at least to the end of this paragraph. V'nim says ha'to'im ha'lefi de'azeh sha'to'yo sha'omra tashpisu the Torah that says tashpisu haino oy bebitol oy bebedike either with bitol or bedike o bio o bedike bio v'haino bechometz yodua that's with chometz yodua oy memnei chashash mekoymois shurogali matzibem or places where it's possible that the chometz could be found. I will call she'en lo chometz yedua, but if you don't have any chometz you know about, or you don't have places where you normally find chometz, lo yichala olav mitzvah hashpasa. There's no mitzvah of tashbisu. There's no mitzvah of tashbisu. So the mitzvah of bir chometz is for, says Aram, is for chametz that you don't know, that you know about, or places where you might generally bring chametz. Even if you don't know there's chametz there, but there's places where you might generally bring chametz there. You know, actually, for a second thoughts, I think we'll stop here, because the next part is something which is, we should do slowly as well. So that's a sick of what we've had so far in the run. Again, he's playing again on these two yesodos. He said, there's two ways of doing Tashpisu, either by Bittel or by Biur. Pshat in the Mishnah, says the Ram. Pshat in the Mishnah is that you do Bedika. Why? Adin de Rabbanon to choose the Deraisa track of Bedika. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Adin de Rabbanon to choose the Deraisa track of Bedika. And then, that's it. You don't do any Bittel afterwards. Along comes the Amara Davov and says, no, you do have to do Bedika, you do have to do Bittel even afterwards, which we'll have to learn why that is when we get to Davov. Tov, Moivir Abaisai, we have to keep doing Chazar on this run, make sure we got it clear. You have to get till the Ohanet, till the run till the end of the run, which is the words La'or Haneh. La'or Haneh, that's where we have to get to today. If anyone's finished it, should do Chazar again on it. It's Yisaita stick of things. Make sure you go over Tesis and the run together. And we'll discuss it finally tomorrow. I'm Yetz Hashem. Hope to finish the run tomorrow.
So, okay, thanks.
Shkach, thank you.